Speaking of disasters, Queen of Disaster in Washington is Emily Wilkins and joins us right now on today's events. Emily, President Trump out with comments an hour and a half ago. Does that change your afternoon and the afternoon of Republicans?
It might to a degree. I mean, the big thing that we're all watching today, I don't think anyone's expecting a speaker to be chosen today. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but that just doesn't seem to be the way that things are going right now. I think the big thing that Kevin McCarthy has to do today is that he has to show that he's making some progress with this group of 20 members who are holdouts. And I've spoken to members. I spoke to Byron Donalds last night. He said, look, he feels like there is a pathway for Kevin McCarthy to get there. You've heard from other members that they're open to certain things. McCarthy was working the phones last night trying to negotiate with members. But this morning at noon, we're going to see if it all paid off. We're going to see if he can lower that number from 20 to something smaller. And even McCarthy was saying last night, he's looking at other ways to do this. Maybe he can find a way to get there with a few less members than what we expected. But at this point, what we're hearing from McCarthy is that he's willing to dig in and stay in the fight. And that's the exact same thing we're hearing from the other side. I think some members are going to be swayed by Trump, but it doesn't seem at this point like it's going to be quite enough. Some of these tensions with McCarthy and with Republican leadership, I mean, they go back from before Trump was even running for president. These are some long-held grudges that are being played out here on the House floor.
Emily, you know, some folks are saying, or just questioning, how did Mr. McCarthy even get to the floor without this all wrapped up? Isn't it typically a pro forma that when you get to the floor on the first day of Congress, this just kind of goes through? How did he ever let it get to this point?
Well, there's this thing, there's a truism in Washington that until you have the votes, you don't go to the floor.
Yep.
The problem is that McCarthy wasn't really in charge of when they were going to the floor. The first thing you do in a Congress is elect a speaker. Nothing can get done until then. So he kind of had this deadline where he's been eyeing January 3rd. And look, he has been meeting with members. He's been negotiating with members. While we were all enjoying our post-Christmas holiday, he was making calls and working the phones. But the fact of the matter is that for these holdouts who are negotiating for things, they know that the pressure is really on now because he has failed three times to become speaker. And that puts them in a very good spot to negotiate. And I imagine some of them are quite comfortable there. They're fine having the pressure be on McCarthy because it gives them more leverage to get the things that they want.
What does this say about the Republican Party for the next 2 years? You know, there's a lot of speculation that this suggests that it's really a wounded party, that it maybe will be a less effective party going forward. What's kind of the takeaways at this point?
I mean, there are huge divides within the House Republicans right now, not just between McCarthy and these holdouts, but there are a ton of members who I've spoken with, your kind of run-of-the-mill Main Street conservatives, who are just becoming frustrated. They're saying that the holdouts are the party of chaos, that they're holding the party hostage. There are members who want to get things done, but the reality are these are the margins that McCarthy has to work with. They're not getting any bigger, any better. And so when we get to things, the must-pass bills, that you've got to fund the government, that you've got to raise the ceiling so the U.S. doesn't default on its debt, those are now poised to be major, major battles. Mm. I would expect a lot of brinkmanship for them. And I think there was already anxiety to begin with. Yeah. And now I think that anxiety is only growing.
In the afternoon today, stay tuned to Bloomberg Radio and yep. Emily Wilkins' work as well on this dramatic moment. And-